right, seriously, though, how is it May already? Welcome. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Dave here, all the best stuff as usual. It is May 1st. I'm freaking out a little because I feel like we just got out of winter and we're already approaching the midway point of the year. Okay, I'll stop tripping out. I got a job to do. It's the Daily Podcast, all the best stuff right here. Let's dive into it. Spring has sprung, and we're finally going to be getting our farmer's tan on this week, it seems. We joined the ranks of fake news today in the 6 o'clock hour, and then went to the phones to see what your superhero power would be if you could command it. There was a conference in the UK recently that got John's attention, seeing as he can't believe we're actually discussing this on a monthly basis, but apparently the flat earthers just won't go away. Journey keyboardist Jonathan Cain, he joined us. He has a new memoir out. We had a great chat with him about his role in the iconic song Don't Stop Believing, and I had to get my two cents in and pick his brain on what could possibly be the most cheesy music video of the 80s. Hope you dig it, folks. A fun show. See for yourself right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
Each and every day, it just keeps getting warmer and warmer. We're supposed to break a record, or at least make the record on Thursday. It's supposed to be 90 degrees. Ooh. And it'll be humid. And it'll be humid on Thursdays. And please, don't start this week. Don't start this week. Oh, Philadelphia, it just goes from, winter to summer. There's never a spring. We've been having a spring, right? 44 degrees outside right now.
I'd go with, like, fourth winter.
Fourth winter?
Yeah, we already had three of them. This is fourth.
All right. But today...
The lusty month of May.
Are you feeling lusty this morning?
Very.
Now that it's May,
right? Now I am.
You know, yes, right. You feel like breeding again.
Well, I mean,
I do because I know what goes into that.
Yeah. I'm at least ready to practice breeding.
An affirmative yes.
That's it. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to this morning, and Tracy Morgan is in the comedy spotlight, and we'll get to him in just a moment.
It's mad. It's gay.
We just don't play enough Broadway on this station.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
Some shocking news for people in France. The Tourist Museum in France, Etienne Tourist, was a famous painter. They built this museum in his hometown. It has hundreds of paintings by him and by others.
Okay.
And they brought in a guest curator, an art historian, who came in as a guest curator, and he started looking at the paintings. Half of them are fakes.
Sacre bleu!
Half of them are fakes!
Seriously? This is fake news.
This is true fake news.
About time we got on that.
It caused an investigation. They found out 82 of the 140 pieces are counterfeit.
Wow.
Right? They are just... But they're using it to their advantage. They have tours going on now.
Welcome to the Tourist Museum, where we display the finest works of art. Let me show you around. Over here, you will see the Mona Lisa. So lovely.
I don't remember Mona Lisa wearing a Dodgers hat.
Yes, she always had that hat. Let us bask in the beauty. Next, you'll see Van Gogh's Starry Night. So lovely, yes, no?
Why is the Sears Tower in the background?
A bold choice by Vincent Van Gogh. And over here, you'll see the Last Supper.
They're all eating Burger King. I don't remember them eating Whoppers in the original painting.
How dare you question the art? Be gone with you. Please exit through the gift shop.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
All right, so I'm the only one who has, well, sort of seen the Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
All right, I saw the beginning and the end. There's just a big chunk of the middle that I missed.
I heard it's really good for napping.
Yeah, it's very good. Well, it's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
And then they put 20 minutes of trailers in front of it, right? I didn't, I would have brought a pillow had I known that I was going to be there that damn long, right? But the question at hand is, you got all of these different superheroes, each one of them, right, with a different superpower. They did a survey of, they asked 2,000 people, if you could have a superpower, what would be your wish? What would be yours, Cindy?
like some kind of flying or teleportation thing.
Okay, all right, all right. Those came in. Those flying came in second, okay. And teleportation came in fourth. I'm with you. Those are the, you know, not necessarily time travel. No. I think teleportation and flying. Those are the two I would go with. You know, yeah. But if I only had to do one, probably teleportation.
Right. Same time.
Right. Because I never have to go to an airport again. You know, no more little kids kicking the back of my seat. You know, just, you know, no more crying babies. You know, no more of that smell, whatever it is. Right. You know, so now that teleportation is good. Dave, where would you go with?
Probably for me, it's obvious. Immortality.
Immortality.
Heck yeah,
really?
Man. Absolutely.
Really?
Can do anything you want then without fear of dying. Uh-huh. Skydiving, uh-huh. Finally. Right. Wingsuiting.
Go to Hungary. Just become a vampire. You get all the same stuff.
That was the same thing. I don't know. Blood doesn't seem too tasty to me.
All right, right. But let's see. Immortality came in number 7, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it came in number 7 on the list. All right. What about you, Steve?
I think invisibility.
Invisibility.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, why?
Because you can do whatever you want. I would like to be able to turn it on and off. I don't want to constantly be invisible.
Right.
I want people to see me.
Yeah, you're going
to
get run over if that's the case.
Exactly.
Right.
But
bump
I could,
it into you like crazy.
Right,
and you're not immortal, so you'd be done.
Right, right.
True. I could go and, you know, steal things if I wanted to.
Right.
So does that make me a villain? Am I a villain?
Is this some sort of junior high school thing where you wanted to go into the girls' locker room, and if you're invisible, you could have?
No.
No?
It's not. I would like to rob a bank. not in real life, in superhero invisibility life. So any cops are listening, we're not here. Dave said that.
Believe it or not, that came in number 1 on the list.
Really?
Number all 1, right. Invisibility.
For pervy
all
reasons.
Right? You know, so yeah, come on. We've all wanted a superpower at one point in time. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Tell us your superpower or the superpower you want and why, because we're going to ask you that. A new survey, because of the Avengers Infinity War, a new survey came out asking 2,000 people if they could have any superpower they want, right, what would it be? Cindy and I, we went with teleportation.
Yep.
We're sick of airports. We just want to get there and, you know, be done and then get home as soon as we want.
It's practical.
All right. Steve went with invisibility.
Yep.
All right. And Dave, you want immortality?
Yeah.
You realize you have to watch everyone in your life die constantly.
Yeah, it's fine.
For as long as you are around.
I'll love again.
I'm
kind of with them on it. It's pretty good, right.
Although other people ask for super speed, fire manipulation.
Bunch of Captain Planeters.
Right. Yeah, I know. All right. the ability to bring things back to life. Can you imagine how you would be hassled? Right. If people knew you had that ability, please, my cat.
Another hamster.
So if you could have any superpower, what would it be? Why would you want it? And think about what your name would be, too. So I saw the majority of Avengers Infinity War on Friday, missed the whole middle of it. Right. Took a nap. Just didn't realize I was doing it. Had no plans. But that's what happened. But with all of the talk, I mean, everyone, there are so many superheroes. I don't even know half the people who showed up in this damn movie. I mean, it's absolutely amazing, right? But if you had the choice, if you could have a superpower of your own, what would it be? And they asked, a survey was done, they asked 2,000 people, and Steve was in the number one category. Number one thing that people wanted was invisibility. Right. You know, being able to fly like Superman, I guess, you know, that was number 2, time travel, 3, teleportation, number 4. And it went on and on. Although I don't understand the people who wanted X-ray vision. Really? Just, you know, if you read that many comic books, you should know you should be able to buy those glasses in the back of the book. All right. But 215-263-WMGK. We've got a whole bunch of people on the phone right now who want to tell us about their superpowers, or at least the ones that they would want. We start with Shane. Good morning, Shane. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. All right. So if you had a superpower like any of the Avengers, what would your superpower be? What would you want as a superpower?
I want to read minds.
You want to read minds?
Yeah.
And what advantage would that give you?
You could just be as successful as you wanted to be. Because, like, if you're trying to bargain with somebody, you can tell if they're bluffing, or you could just...
Pretty good. You know what people want.
And what would your super name be?
Remindo.
Yes. Shane, you, sir, are a genius.
Wow.
I have to tell you, if you could read my mind right now, you wouldn't like what I was thinking about you. Have a good morning. Mark, what about yourself?
The ability to make sure that my checkbook never gets to zero.
Well, yes. Mark, I hate to break it to you. You have that. skill and superpower now.
Right. You're right.
I wish I had the power to just go blink my eyes like a genie and go, thank you, another thousand.
All right. Okay, yeah, all right.
Okay, so he doesn't want to be a superhero. He wants to live in a bottle. Ed, what about yourself? All right, what superpower do you want?
I would like to be able to move metal like Magneto.
Okay, why? Why would you want to do that? I mean, so when I'm what, better parking?
Nah, so when I'm stuck in traffic, I can move all the cars out of my way.
Oh, nice. All You're right. like Moses all on right. 76.
Yes, sir.
What would your superhero name be?
Oh, God, I don't know. Get the hell out of my way.
Man. Sean, what do you want your superpower to be?
I want the ability to understand women.
Oh, you know, Bruce Jenner wanted that also.
Wait, I think you misunderstand what I'm saying.
Jim, what's your superpower? Yes. What superpower do you want?
Teleportation.
I'm so with you, dude.
Yeah, I don't have to put up with these stupid drivers. I drive to work an hour and a half every day, and I got to put up with these stupid drivers. If I have teleportation, bang, I'm there.
You're not even thinking internationally. I love that.
You know, I think I love that. We got so many people like it, they don't want to change the world. They don't want to fix anything. They just want to get to work without a
hassle.
I
just want to get to work. That's all. All right.
Would you have a superhero name? What would your superhero name be?
No, I didn't think about that.
Well, you work on it.
Yeah, I'll think about it and call you back.
We'll be waiting. Okay, Phil, what do you want your superpower to be?
I just want to end the commercials on the radio.
Phil, you already have that power. You do. Just send me $6,000 for every hour you don't want to listen to commercials, and I'll make sure they don't happen.
Booyakasha!
Booyakasha, right back.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Who was the comic who was on a few weeks ago who was doing the whole thing about the flat earthers?
Right?
He was sitting on an airplane with a guy, right? And and he had a level on the table in front of him.
I don't remember at all. I forget.
Right. And he had a level on the table, and the guy was saying, "See, if the earth was curved, right, this would be bending one way or the other." Oh, yeah. All right. Look out the window. You can see the curve of the earth, right? You know, but no, this guy didn't get it. The reason why I'm bringing this up is, and it doesn't just go on in this country. We have these idiots all around the world, right? Again.
What year is it?
John, you said around the world.
Right? Around.
Yeah. I'm not aware of this around that you're speaking of.
Well, it's the flat round. It's not not the other.
Gotcha.
All right. The first ever flat earth conference in the UK happened this weekend, and David Marsh claims to disprove planetary motion. He's done this by using a Nikon camera set up in the garden in the back of his house, right? And he says that the only true force that is out there is nature's electromagnetism, right? And and his way of proving all of this is he now claims, and this is where it comes down to, his big revelation at the conference is that there is no gravity.
Okay.
The earth is moving upwards, and we're all just pinned down.
Wow.
That's what keeps us here.
Wow, your story is very compelling, Mr. Jackass.
That's insane. Do you have audio of him? I need
no.
to look this up.
Yeah,
I can
no,
get along
no.
with anybody. I don't care what your political right. affiliation is, but if you are a flat earther, don't talk to me.
Yeah. And okay. I want to flatten
you. Because you're a moron.
Well, I want you to know, it attracted 200 people went to this event, all right? Wow. So the idiot count is just as high there as it is here. It was Dan Cummins. Remember Dan Cummins? Dan Cummins was the guy who came in. I found the clip of Dan Cummins talking about the flat earthers.
The flat earth phenomenon just blows my mind, where it's like, how in 2018 do people still want to believe that the earth is flat?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can watch a two-minute YouTube tutorial by an actual scientist breaking it down into the simplest terms. You can academically fact-check him very easily. And there's just a whole portion of the population that's like, no, I got my own sources, thanks. I watch my own videos. I got a guy I watch. He has a power crystal and a ponytail, and he seems legit. He's talking about flat earth. You know? And it's just like this people will listen to conspiracy theorists talk about flat earth on satellite radio. Like, the irony. Like, it's unbelievable. How there's Tila Tequila. You know, remember her?
Yeah.
She's a huge flat earther.
Yeah.
She tweets about flat earth. My favorite one, I'm paraphrasing, but it's equally ignorant to what I'm about to say. She said, if the earth is round, how come the buildings in New York City aren't tilted?
What? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Because it's a big ball, dummy. It's not 5 miles around. You're not living in a cartoon.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, you just go away, Baton.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Along with being a very popular song, it is also now a new book. I'm talking about Don't Stop Believing, the man, the band, and the song that inspired generations. Jonathan Cain, the composer of that song, is joining us now. His new book is available as of today, wherever you buy your books. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, John. Actually, I'm a co-author along with Neil and Steve on that song. Excited about the book coming out. It's been a long time coming. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame really was the pinnacle of the whole thing, and after going through that experience, I knew exactly how to finish it.
Did it seem like it took longer than it should have for Journey to make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay.
No, look at Bon Jovi, my gosh.
That song, Don't Stop Believing, not only did it make that album a huge success, when it first came out, it was a huge song in its own right. Then Glee got a hold of it, and it got this resurgence. Then The Sopranos got a hold of it.
But don't forget Rock of Ages.
And Rock of Ages got a hold of it. I can't think of another song that has been a hit that many times done by the same band.
You know what? It just, like Thomas the Train, it keeps chugging along. and we were grateful for it. We had no idea, you know, the day we finished it, it was going to have the lasting power that it did. But we opened up the album with it. We believed that it was the way to tell the story of the new sound of Journey. Mm-hmm. And that was actually, you know, my first album. You know, I had the title sitting in my notebook. My father had given me that advice on the phone in a frustrating bill-paying, you know, frenzy that I was in. And he sent money to me and said to me, I'm going to send you a check. Don't stop believing. Stay where you're going.
Because he came up with that, does he get a royalty also?
He got a lot of royalties. Yeah, we got him going in Phoenix. I got him out. I went to Chicago and I pulled him out of Chicago. He was stuck there and nobody left. None of his friends. He was depressed. I'm like, Dad, time to go in the sun, you know. So I took him to Phoenix and got him out on the golf course. Got him a part time job, and yeah, he lived his last years in pretty darn good style. You know?
Well, that's good. That's great. That's a good son.
Well, that's what you want to do, you know. I paid him back every dollar and then some, you know.
I was born in 1982. One of the first rock videos I ever remember seeing is the infamous Separate Ways video.
Right.
Was it as cheesy as it came off when you guys were filming it? What kind of conversations were you having? I mean, wonderfully cheesy. I'm not knocking it. I love it. But what kind of conversations were you having as you were filming that?
We had no idea what we were doing, okay? We had no idea. I mean, MTV was brand new, you know, and mm-hmm. and it was like, okay, we're going to go make a video. And really what happened was Neil had made a video with this guy, John, called No More Lies. And Neil's video came out pretty good. So we thought this guy knew what he was doing. And we, you know, when we saw what he had for the songs, we're like, oh my, you know, oops, you know, and I knew something was wrong when I was playing air keyboard, you know. I was like, we're going to do what now? You're going to take the keyboard away and I'm playing it on the wall, you know.
It's
and
incredible.
It was so cheesy and campy that it became a classic, you know.
Is that video the reason why you started using NFL films to make your videos?
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. You know, and then we had to endure Beavis and Butthead, you know, for 2 years. I remember one of them called me Huey Lewis, and is that Huey Lewis on keyboard? Oh, no. Oh, don't drag Huey into it. He didn't do nothing. We just made a cheesy video, you know.
Well, the book is called Don't Stop Believing, the man, the band, and the song that inspired generations. Of course, it is Jonathan Cain of Journey. Jonathan, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. This was great.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.